Raggedy Ann and the Washing.
Why, Dinah, how could you?
Mama looked out of the window and saw Marcella run up to Dinah and take something out of her hand and then put her head in her arm and commence crying.
What is the trouble, dear?
Mama asked as she came out of the door and knelt beside the little figure, shaking with sobs.
Marcella held out Raggedy Ann, but such a comical-looking Raggedy Ann.
Mama had to smile in spite of her sympathy, for Raggedy Ann looked ridiculous. Dinah's big eyes rolled out in a troubled manner, for Marcella had snatched Raggedy Ann from Dinah's hand as she cried,
"Why, Dinah, how could you?"
Dinah could not quite understand, and as she dearly loved Marcella, she was troubled. Raggedy Ann was not in the least downhearted when she felt she must look very funny. She continued to smile, but with a more expansive smile than ever before. Raggedy Ann knew just how it all happened, and her remaining shoe button eye twinkled. She remembered that morning when Marcella came to the nursery to take the nighties from the dolls and dress them. She had been cross. Raggedy Ann thought at the time, perhaps she had climbed out of the bed backwards, for Marcella complained to each doll as she dressed them. And when it came Raggedy's time to be dressed, Marcella was very cross, for she had scratched her fingers on a pin when dressing the French doll. So when Marcella heard the little girl next door calling to her, she ran out of the nursery and gave Raggedy Ann a toss from her as she ran. Now it happened Raggedy lit in the clothes hamper, and there she lay, all doubled up in a knot. A few minutes afterwards, Dinah came through the hall with an armful of clothes and piled them into the hamper on top of Raggedy Ann. Then Dinah carried the hamper out in the back of the house where she did the washing. Dinah dumped all the clothes into the boiler and poured water on them. The boiler was then placed upon the stove. When the water began to get warm, Raggedy Ann wiggled around and climbed up amongst the clothes to the top of the boiler to peek out.